Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Allendary, and I'm an infectious disease specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Hope Hickerson, and I'm a health education specialist and reporter. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health education expert,
that's me, talk to healthcare professionals about what you need to know about COVID-19, as well as community and public health.
For more information about Noise Filter, your public health podcast, and to watch and share our incredible informative animations, please visit us at noisefiltershow.com.
And if you like what you hear, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. So let's get started.
Private schools make students stay home if they're vaccinated. The CDC recommends that everybody 5 years and older get a COVID vaccine to help protect against COVID-19, and people who are fully vaccinated can resume activities that they did prior to the pandemic. Now, imagine being a parent of a school-aged child and your child's school's not only blatantly contradicting CDC guidance, but it's also simultaneously spreading false information and division. As hard to believe as that sounds, unfortunately, it is happening right now.
As reported by NBC News, Sentner Academy, a private school in Miami, told parents to keep their children home for 30 days if they receive a COVID-19 vaccination. Sentner Academy sent a letter home to parents asking them to consider holding off on vaccinating their children until the summer, when there will be more time for the potential transmission or shedding onto others to decrease. Please note that the CDC has addressed false claims about shedding, saying on its webpage, vaccine shedding is the term used to describe the release or discharge of any of the vaccine components in or outside of the body. Vaccine shedding can only occur when a vaccine contains a weakened version of the virus. None of the vaccines authorized for use in the U.S. contain a live virus.
So just to be clear, Hope, and this was a story that you wrote, help us understand, there's more to the story, obviously, but they are discouraging students from getting vaccinated because they are mandating that if they do get vaccinated, they have to stay home for 30 days.
Right.
For some unknown reason. But if they get the Pfizer, they need to get vaccinated within 28 days, or Moderna. So all those days are going to add up. So essentially, they're just telling students and parents that your kids are going to have to stay home for roughly 2 months.
Right.
As a parent, you're a parent of young children. What would you do? I mean, for me, I'm not a parent and I don't have children, but I'd be like, oh, I'm changing schools.
Exactly. This is a private school. So I'm paying you for you to tell me that I can't bring my child to school for upwards of maybe two months. Like, what kind of sense does that make? And then what happened to putting children's education first and say, What happened to that? So
you're
telling me it's better to keep my child out of school for 2 months because of some misinformation you made up? I can't understand it.
That, and also, if you're willing to go with that, what other misinformation are you teaching the children too?
Exactly. So, oh my gosh, exactly.
The Sentner Academy, private school in Miami. I have thoughts about students who do get vaccinated will have to miss a month of school. The letter reads, because of potential impact on other students and our school community, vaccinated students will need to stay home for 30 days post-vaccination for each dose and booster they receive, and may return to school after 30 days as long as the student is healthy and symptom-free. For what? The disease that they just got protected from?
Exactly. Where's the logic? Where?
In April, the school would also not allow vaccinated teachers to be in proximity to students. Oh my goodness.
Absolutely insane. David Sentner, a co-founder of the school, said in a statement to NBC News, Sentner Academy's policy was enacted as a prudent precautionary measure after much thoughtful deliberation. To be clear, the school leadership does not believe that one who is vaccinated can infect another person with COVID. However, due to voluminous anecdotal reports, we must err on the side of caution when making decisions that may impact the health of the school community. Until there are definitive and scientifically proven studies that can refute these reports, we need to do what is best for our students and staff. I want to see the science that they're looking at, because obviously they're not looking at the same science we are.
Right. And also, let's just go through this. Okay, so they enacted a prudent precautionary measure after much thoughtful deliberation. I don't think there was much thoughtful deliberation at all in it. To be clear, the school leadership does not believe that one who is vaccinated can infect another with COVID. Okay, great. But due to voluminous anecdotal reports, right? So basically, because I've read Facebook and seen a lot of posts, right, we must err on the side of caution. What kind of caution are we talking about?
What caution?
Yeah. When making decisions that may impact the health of school community. Well, no, the impact should be, and the decision should be, that you should have everybody vaccinated.
Thank you.
And here, until there are definitive and scientifically proven studies, there are. It's like, you know, that refute these reports. You see, this is what, you know, vaccine deniers and people will oftentimes go to. Well, we make up a claim.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put it out there. Mm-hmm. And now you have to go through all the trouble mm-hmm. to scientifically refute it. And until right. you do all that, we are going to continue to give this misinformation.
Right.
It's horrific.
Horrific.
David Santner also previously produced an anti-vaccine film targeting Black communities. Remember that? I remember this. We reported on that, right?
Yes.
With misinformation and conspiracy theories about the COVID vaccine, which, again, we've talked about in the past. Because this is a private school, parents are paying tens of thousands of dollars, upwards of $30,000 in tuition for their children to have a quote-unquote right. quality education. However, what kind of quality education can those children be receiving if they're forced to stay out of school for two entire months simply for protecting their health and the health of those around them? Hope, I turn the microphone over to you and share with me $30,000 a year that you would pay to keep your children at home.
Dr. Derry, when I wrote this story and got progressively upset the entire time I wrote this. I could not believe that, first of all, I know there are parents out there that are vulnerable enough and that take the words of David Santner and his administration as fact. And they are believing them, and they are doing a disservice to all of those families, all of those children. It's mind-blowing. This is happening, and the parents are paying money for it to happen. And who does it hurt? The children.
Of course it does.
The children are the ones that are hurting by this. I can't. I just can't.
Well, this is a story we'll definitely continue to follow as we move through.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast, follow us on social media, and to leave us a review, letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Hickerson, at www.hopehickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at The Dr. Derry, that's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
You can follow us at Noise Filter on Instagram, Noise Filter NOLA on Twitter, and to see and share our amazing animations and to find out more information about us and the show, go to noisefiltershow.com.
Just as a reminder, COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, do share the same risk factors. We are so grateful to our sponsors, Access Health Louisiana, and to the South Central AETC. You can learn more about them at www.scaetc.org. Hope, any last words?
Yeah, stay well out there, folks, and continue taking the steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, and seeing your healthcare provider regularly.
And protect yourselves and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. As an infectious diseases doctor, I also want to share with the healthcare providers in our audience that the HIV Care Tools app was recently launched by the AIDS Education and Training Center, the AETC. And it's a fantastic tool for ensuring your patients have access to the best standard of care. I encourage you all to check it out. And remember, health is a human right.